Listen, it's the Burt Show.
You know the drill. Burt Show fam, usually once we start a segment, I kind of give you guys a tease on exactly what's going to be coming up over the next couple of minutes. And then I'm hoping the tease is good enough that you guys stick around and make a decision like, oh, that sounds pretty interesting, right? In this case, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give you a little peek behind the scenes here. So when we do our Burt Show post-show meetings, we all come in with different ideas. We all come in with different personal stories for that week, and we share them with each other. And then they go on a schedule for the rest of the week, right? And we go right around the room. So it was Jackson's turn to tell us what was going on in his life that week. I am just going to play and give you a peek. I'm going to play for you guys because they're recorded also. We never use the recordings for anything. Tommy's probably just using it to refer back to when we're putting the schedule together and with Kristen. So this is Jackson taking his turn on what he might want to talk about during the week.
Introspection in the Burt Show HR dinner led me to realize how I have no friends that actually look like me, and that was kind of an interesting thought.
Huh. Racist.
You were the one that asked me if I knew karate at the HR meeting.
It was a joke! It's why we all laugh!
All right, Abby, outside of proving that you might be a little bit racist, the timing of this probably couldn't be any better. Your birthday is coming up.
Yes.
Correct?
What does this have to do with me being called a racist?
We're shifting gears.
We're shifting gears here. Bear with me, okay? We are shifting gears here now. We weren't exactly sure what to get you for your birthday, but we wanted to surprise you in a very big way. And your birthday is coming up, so we racked our brain. What do we get Abby? All right. There are a few things that she truly, truly loves that can make an impact that she would remember absolutely forever. So we put our heads together and we came up with an idea. Okay?
Okay.
You ready for it?
I don't think I am.
Okay.
I don't think you are either.
Oh, God.
Cassie's got the camera out, so I know this is about to be big. Oh, God. Last year, I got to go shop at Target. How are you guys going to beat that?
Oh,
we forgot about that. Uh-huh. Maybe it's not as good as that.
Okay.
All right, but maybe it is. Good morning, Burt Show. Who is this?
This is Riley. What's going
Shut
on?
Shut the front door.
Riley. Not ringing a bell. Is there a last name with that?
Yeah, Riley Green.
Hi,
I don't know if I can compete with Target.
I know, man. Abby, Riley Green, your number one fan, Riley.
Riley, it's so nice to meet you. I was just listening to Worst Way on my way into work this morning.
Well, you were getting all fired up on the way into the office then.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm a little bit. It's a great song. I love it. And I'm looking forward to hopefully hearing it live on Friday.
Well, yeah, we just started playing it at shows, and it seems like one that's going over really well. So I don't usually write a lot of love songs, so I think it's been kind of refreshing to have something a little different. I think it's becoming a fan favorite.
So Riley Green is performing at Ameris Bank Amphitheater in Alpharetta on Friday. Abby's going to the show. Because, you know, her birthday is coming up on Monday.
She's like in what, section 322? You're like way up there, right?
I'm in the nosebleeds.
And we know how awesome, how big of a Riley Green fan that Abby is. So we hit up who we know here at the radio station and we're like, hey, any way we can get him in studio or at minimum call into the show just to wish her a happy birthday. So Riley is about to wish you a happy birthday with something a little extra.
Well, yeah, I don't see why we couldn't, why you couldn't come back and hang out. At least get a picture and say, hey.
Can I meet Carl too? Carl's his dog.
You sound like everybody at my meeting. nobody cares about me anymore.
I promise the ladies still care about you, Riley. But Carl would be a bonus for sure.
What kind of dog is Carl?
He's a corgi. He's really cute.
You on the phone?
Is Carl? Are we on the phone?
No, I'm sorry. Let me give you a little background. I'm at a charity golf tournament for my college I went to in Jacksonville, and I'm on the driving range, so people are walking by, and I got my earbuds in. Nobody knows I'm on the phone.
Hold on a second. So you're actually at a charity event, and you took time out to call Abby and invite her to the show?
Well, yeah, I heard she was a big fan.
Ah, stop it.
That's awesome.
This is why we love you, Riley. You're so nice.
You made it sound so much better than what you said, charity event. I'm playing golf.
Man, we know you're on a really tight schedule, and couldn't appreciate you more for calling in. You have no idea how huge a fan she is. She will never forget this.
Well, thank y'all so much for everything y'all do, and I'm looking forward to the show this weekend. That's going to be a lot of fun. And Abby, I'll dress like a cop and jump out of a cake or something. Okay.
I'm not saying I would hate it.
That's a verbal contract, Riley. If you don't do it, we can sue you.
Yeah, I've been sued before.
Hey, thanks a lot for calling in. We appreciate it.
Hope you hit him straight today, man.
All right, thank y'all very much. See you.
Take care.
Abby?
Abby?
Bye now.
Abby, you just...
Oh, now you can geek out. She was geeking out during the whole thing.
Are you okay?
I'm really excited.
Thank you, guys.
You're going to go meet Riley Green.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.